Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, March 3rd, 2020. I'm Sarah Lane. Facebook and Twitter have both pulled out of the South by Southwest conference in Austin, Texas, due to concerns related to coronavirus. Although South by Southwest organizers say that the event is still proceeding as planned. Facebook also said it would be restricting social visits to physical offices and conducting job interviews primarily with video conferencing tools. Twitter announced in a blog post, quote, "Beginning today, we are strongly encouraging all employees globally to work from home if they're able. Our goal is to lower the probability of the spread of the COVID-19 coronavirus for us and the world around us." Twitter has more than 4,800 employees. Amazon announced it banned over 1 million products that claim to either cure or prevent the COVID-19 virus and also terminated tens of thousands of deals from merchants that attempted to price gouge customers on hygiene masks and hand sanitizers. Amazon also announced that by adding smaller fulfillment centers in Philadelphia, Phoenix, Orlando, and Dallas, it'll increase same-day deliveries in those areas by 3 million items. Prime Now, the existing same-day service, offers roughly 20,000 items for rapid delivery, along with groceries. Customers will see a new Today Buy tag on items that are eligible, with an overnight delivery option as well. Foxconn expects revenue to drop 15% in Q1 due to shutdowns and travel restriction related to the COVID-19 outbreak. However, Foxconn believes normal production should resume by the end of March. Foxconn operates several factories in China, and Apple is one of its biggest customers. Sharp announced that it will convert part of an LCD panel factory in Osaka, Japan, to make surgical masks, with domestic supply exhausted amid the COVID-19 outbreak. Sharp will be able to produce 150,000 masks per day within weeks and could eventually reach 500,000. Foxconn previously converted a factory in Shenzhen, China, to mask production. Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe promised to make 600 million masks available every month. U.S. and U.K. health advice is that masks are useful for some patients and health practitioners, but there is very little evidence of widespread benefit for members of the public. Apple tentatively agreed to a settlement in dozens of class action lawsuits over the company's practice of slowing down iPhones with aging batteries. Pending court approval, Apple will offer $25 to anyone who buys an iPhone 6 or 7 model for a total settlement of $500 million. Financial trading app Robinhood saw a second day of glitches Tuesday that prevented users from trading on its platform. A message on its website said, "We are experiencing a system-wide outage." Earlier updates on the site had said that all trading was operational, but users were still getting error messages. A Robinhood spokesperson said that the outage was caused by, quote, "infrastructure that allows our systems to communicate with each other." New census data from Brookings Institution and a brief for the American Enterprise Institute show that since 2010, the overall number of tech jobs increased in numerous U.S. cities, but only a few cities increased their overall share of tech jobs. The 10 metro areas with the highest shares of digital service jobs accounted for nearly half of these jobs nationwide in 2018, and about a third of the national increase was concentrated in San Francisco, Seattle, San Jose, Los Angeles, and Austin. The majority of cities either lost tech jobs or saw no change in that time period. And finally, paging Patrick Beja, OnePlus announced the world's first 5G-powered interactive snowball fight using custom-built robots facing off against humans for 70 consecutive hours. The event will take place in Lapland, Finland, starting at 12 p.m. GMT, that's 4 a.m. Pacific time, on March 9th, and finishing on March 12th, and will include a live stream. The Snowbots can fire snowballs at 120 miles per hour and will have 5G chips from Qualcomm, which can be remotely controlled with user phones. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all headlines there as well. Remember, rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Sarah Lane. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next time.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.